This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Joint Appropriations Committee will come to order. Reminder to please be cognizant of your cell phones. Make sure they're on mute or wiggle. With that, we will have the Secretary call the roll.
Saba. Nassiba's excused. Bartles.
Here.
Gross.
Here.
Howard.
Here.
Koth.
Here.
Peterson. Excused. Post.
Here.
White.
Here.
Sutton.
Here.
Partridge.
Here.
Maher. Kolbeck.
Here.
Greenfield's Hunhoff.
Here.
Cronin.
Here.
Carr and Wick is excused.
Here.
We have a quorum.
We do have a quorum. We have some business before us today.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Carr.
I would move Joint Rule 7-1.5, consideration of matters not posted. This rule requires two-thirds vote of the members present.
Second.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to invoke Rule
7-1.5.
All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, nay.
We had a second.
Yep. Enough. The Secretary will call the roll.
Saba, Nassiba, Bartles,
aye.
Gross,
aye.
Howard, Koth,
aye.
Peterson's excused, Post,
aye.
White,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Partridge,
aye.
Maher, Kolbeck,
aye.
Greenfield, Hunhoff,
aye.
Cronin,
aye.
Carr, and Wick is excused. We have 14 yays, 0 nays, and 4 excused. Okay, I'm not hearing your mic's down on that side of the... I apologize. So, okay.
Say bye.
So it's 15 yays.
All right. With that, that rule is invoked.
Mr. Chair.
We are going to have the introduction of bills to the committee. Representative Carr.
Yes, I'm going to move to introduce a bill on behalf of the Joint Committee on Appropriations. This is an act to establish a fund to receive civil recoveries to offset costs incurred by riot boosting, to make a continuous appropriation therefore, and to declare an emergency.
Is there a second? Second by Partridge. All those in favor of the motion to introduce a bill on behalf of the Joint Committee on Appropriations to establish a fund to receive civil recoveries to offset costs incurred by riot boosting and to make a continuous appropriation therefore and to declare an emergency, will say aye. All those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Saba.
Aye.
Nassiba is excused. Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Peterson's excused. Post.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield. Hunhoff.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
And Wick is excused. We have 15 yays, 0 nays, and 3 excused.
All right. That bill is introduced. Representative Carr.
Mr. Chair. I would move to introduce, on behalf of the Joint Committee on Appropriations, an act to promote pipeline construction and fiscal responsibility by establishing a fund and to authorize a special fee for extraordinary expenses to make a continuous appropriation therefore and to declare an emergency.
Second.
Moved by Carr, seconded by Partridge. All those in favor of introducing this bill on behalf of the Joint Committee on Appropriations will say aye. All those opposed, nay. Secretary, you please call the roll.
Saba.
Aye.
Nassiba's excused. Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Howard. Koth.
Aye.
Peterson. Post is excused. Post.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
And Wick is excused. 15 yays, 0 nays, and 3 excused.
All right, with that, that bill is also introduced. So, Representative Carr has the chair.
All right. At this time, we're going to resort to business as posted to the agenda. We will proceed to budget setting today. But first, I'd like to introduce our pages. We have new pages starting their first day of their rotation. And if I could have the pages come up to a microphone down here and share with us your name, where you're from, what induced you to become a page, and where you plan on going to school.
Okay. I'm Emmy Sunby. I'm from Rapid City. I go to Stevens High School. I guess my older brother did this a few years ago, and he loved it. So I felt obligated to do it because I wanted to see what it was like, and so far I'm enjoying it. But next year I plan on going to the University of Montana on a golf scholarship, actually.
Oh, nice. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you. I'm Tommy Niles. I'm a senior at Plankton High School. I wanted to be a page because I know a lot of people that have done it, and they've all had a really good experience, and I wanted to see how things are run here in the Capitol. And next year, I plan on attending either the University of Minnesota Twin Cities or University of Nebraska-Lincoln for psychology.
Excellent. Thank you for being here as well. We're going to go through budget setting today. We plan on taking up labor and regulation, revenue, military, veterans affairs, the Bureau of Information and Telecommunications, game, fish, and parks, and transportation. We are going
Mr. Chair.
Representative Saba.
Yes, point of personal privilege, please.
Granted.
I would like to introduce my son, who's visiting us from Brooklyn, actually, New York City, and works with New York University on international programs for art students. And for anybody that's old enough to remember, there used to be a Brooklyn Dodgers. I may be the only one. He lives very close to where Old Ebbets Field used to be, right in Brooklyn. So, my son Jesse.
All right, thank you. We will proceed at this time. I'm going to ask our staff, Mr. Melhoff, to walk us through the labor and regulation motion sheets.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jeff Melhoff with LRC Fiscal Staff. The motion sheets I'm going to go through first are all the boards within the Department of Labor and Regulation. So the first motion sheet you have in front of you is for the Board of Accountantry, and there are no changes to that budget unit. The next board is the Board of Barber Examiners, and they just have a small change there regarding the Executive Director. The next motion sheet and board is the Cosmetology Commission. And there's just a small increase in other fund authority for industry growth. The next board is the Plumbing Commission. This is G1034A, and there's no changes in that one. The Board of Technical Professions, there is an increase of a half FTE and some other fund authority for an investigator. And the next board is the Electrical Commission, and there are no changes to that budget. The next one is the Real Estate Commission, and there are no changes in that budget. The next one is the Abstractors Board of Examiners. There are also no changes. The South Dakota Athletic Commission is the next one, and there are no changes in that one either. With the with all the board and commissions, they are all informational budgets, and they use the other fund authority they have within their budgets. If there's any questions on any of the motion sheets, I'll be happy to answer.
Okay. At this time, are there any questions or discussion from the committee on the motion sheets just covered? Representative Gross.
Mr. Chairman. I move to set the informational budgets for Board of Accountancy, Board of Barber Examiners, Cosmetology Commission, Plumbing Commission, Board of Technical Professions, Electrical Commission, Real Estate Commission, Abstract Board of Examiners, South Dakota Athletic Commission, and Trust Captive Insurance Company, motion sheets G1031A, G1032A, G1033A, G1034A, G1035A, G1036A, G1037A, G1038A, G1039A, and G10612A, which includes $4,601,168 in other fund expenditure authority and 46.5 FTEs.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Representative Gross and a second by Representative Howard to set the informational budgets for the Board of Accountancy, Board of Barber Examiners, Cosmetology Commission, Plumbing Commission, the Board of Technical Professions, Electrical Commission, Real Estate Commission, Abstractors Board of Examiners, South Dakota Athletic Commission, and Trust Captive Insurance Company. The motion sheets are referenced G1031A, I won't read them all in the future, but I've already started here. 1033A, G1034A, G1035A, G1036A, G1037A, G1038A, G1039A, G10612A, which includes the $4,601,168 in other fund expenditure authority and 46.5 FTEs. All in favor? We're going to do a roll call. Are we? Okay. We're going to do a roll call. All in favor, we'll say yay, opposed, nay. Secretary will take the roll.
Saba. Zero nays and four excused.
14 yays, zero nays. The motion sheets, as described prior, are passed. We will proceed. Mr. Melhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next budget unit is the Division of Banking, which is budget unit 10610. And there is an increase for a trust examiner here, the authority, and the FTE. If there's no questions, I'll go on to the next budget unit and division. The next budget unit is the Division of Insurance. This is budget unit 1063, and there are no changes in this budget. The next budget is the field operations, and this is G1005, and there are no changes from last year's budget. The next budget is the State Labor and Law Administration, G1006, and there is just a swap of general of the PS to OE for funds there. The next budget is the Unemployment Insurance Service, and this is a G1004, and they're just removing some excess authority. If there's any questions on any of these motion sheets, I'd be happy to answer them.
All right. Any discussion, questions, or action by the committee? Representative Gross.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to set the budgets for Unemployment Insurance Service, Field Operations, State Labor Law Administration, Banking and Insurance, motion sheets G1004A, G1005A, G1006A, G10610A, and G1063A, which includes $1,404,319 in general funds, $19,360,975 in federal fund expenditure authority, and $7,964,530 in other fund expenditure authority, and 326.5 FTEs.
Second.
We have a motion by Representative Gross, seconded by Representative Howard, to set the budgets as stated by Representative Gross. The Secretary will take roll. All in favor, aye. Opposed, nay.
Saba.
Madam Secretary.
Thank you.
Saba.
Nessipa. Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Holt?
Aye.
Peterson? Is excused. Post?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Partridge? Is excused. Maher?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Pattenhoff?
Aye.
Cronin's excused. Carr?
Aye.
And Wick is excused. We have 13 yays, one nay, and four excused.
Okay, 13 yays, one nay.
Oh, I'm sorry, was Koth, did you say nay or yay?
Yes.
Okay, yay. Okay, I stand corrected,
right.
Representative.
We have 14 yays, No nays.
And four excuse.
Four excuse. The budgets, sheets for unemployment insurance service, field operations, state labor law administration, banking insurance, as described by the representative in the motion sheets, has passed. Mr. Melhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next budget and the last budget for the Department of Labor and Regulation is the Administration Budget Unit, and this is 1001. And the motion sheet you have in front of you is what the work group recommended, and this removes the funding for the family education programs. And I can let Representative Gross explain this in more detail.
Representative Gross, would you like to walk us through this amended motion sheet?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The only change here is a $215,000 that the governor had recommended for a Family First initiative, which we chose not to include in this motion sheet. After discussion, we felt that the purpose was fairly duplicative of what is offered by a number of other organizations, including Cooperative Extension Service and private religious-based groups that they're doing now. Although it's a good cause, it's additional funding for purposes that are being accomplished now. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion. Okay, I'm going to invite proponent and opponent testimony, I guess, since we have individuals in the room that I think have an interest in this, to share their perspective. At this time, any proponents for this motion sheet? You're a proponent for this motion sheet? No proponents? Okay, seeing none, opponent testimony for this motion sheet? You're not in favor of this motion sheet. Okay. Just want to give everybody a chance. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, committee members. I am Marcia Holtman, and I am the Secretary for the Department of Labor and Regulation. And I appreciate this opportunity to visit with you about this initiative. I do realize there have been concerns about some duplication and replication. And I just want to reinforce that everything that we do within the Department of Labor and Regulation is work-based. And so the intent of this program is to assist individuals with those skills that they may be lacking that will help with their employment and, even more importantly, the retention of that employment once they have it. So many of these services focus, and we have really circled around this and come to some clear definitions of the types of programs that we would be looking at specifically with this. And they would be focusing on things like financial literacy, time management, customer service, computer-based classes, instructor-led computer-based classes like Microsoft Office, computers for beginners, and smart devices, and most importantly, a soft skills curriculum. In visiting with employers around the state, these are areas that they're continuing to see adults are lacking, and there are skills that they need to be successful in the workforce and to maintain their employment. So again, we've kind of beefed this up a little bit since you maybe saw it initially. We've come up with some measurements and some outcomes that are all related to employment and retaining employment for the groups that we would work with. Many of the times, the individuals that would be participating in these programs might be somebody that was receiving SNAP or TANF or maybe were incarcerated and they just need that little bit of extra help. The first thing that we would do, because we don't want to duplicate or replicate anything that is currently happening, we would do a request for information to find out exactly what is offered in this arena already in our communities. That would probably vary greatly from location to location in the state. Then we would try to fill the gaps with small grants to either support those existing entities or to encourage new entities to come and offer these programs and services. And then some of the money would also be used for what we call in my world supportive services. So if an individual were really interested in taking a curriculum that helped them with their soft skills like showing up on time and attendance and attitude and all those different things that are so important to employment, that we would be able to offer some assistance with childcare or transportation to those individuals to assure that they would be able to attend and be successful in those learning opportunities.
Okay, thank you. Any further opponent testimony? All right, we're going to move to committee questions. Senator Maher.
Mr. Chairman, my question would be, is this a one-time funding mechanism, or is this ongoing? And if it is ongoing, how long do you see this going forward, this program?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
If I may, it would be for ongoing funding, and I think these issues are going to continue to be issues that we face in making sure that adult learners or adults have those skills they need to be successful.
Follow-up?
And a follow-up question would be is, will you report back to this committee on what you find and what your success is? And if you're only serving one person, I mean, will you recommend then discontinuing this if you see no activity?
Mr. Yes. Chair, certainly that would not be productive if we're only serving one person, and we'd be more than happy. We plan to survey everybody initially coming into this program. We'll track them closely, and then, like I said, that ultimate outcome is not just to get them in a job that's well-paying, but to make sure that they can retain that job and stay in that position.
Further questions?
I have questions.
Questions by the committee? Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. When someone is currently on unemployment and receiving unemployment benefits, what do you currently require them to do? Or if you know if DSS has other requirements?
Mr. Chair?
Please.
If I may, two slightly different things. So there are requirements for those individuals receiving unemployment insurance, and it depends on how long they're receiving it. But the longer they're receiving an unemployment insurance benefit, then the amount of time and the work that they do with us increases. So week one, we meet with them. We talk about their employment plans. And if they're still not employed by week four, week five, week six, each week, the amount of job contacts they're required to make increases. We now do direct referrals for those individuals receiving unemployment insurance. So if I happen to know there's a trucker who's unemployed and there are openings for truckers in a community, I'm going to directly refer them to appropriate openings as in addition to those ones that they choose to apply. So that's one side of the house. That's unemployment. And in response to the question regarding DSS, we actually administer in 54 non-reservation counties the work component for TANF. And so there are very strict guidelines on requirements for individuals that are receiving TANF and how many hours per week they have to either be in a community service or be employed or be working with us to better their skill sets or their education or to advance.
Follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just looking at the list, though, of the things that you're looking that you might cover, several of these I know are offered through community education classes. So at least in my community, people already have the opportunity to take financial literacy computer classes. It seems like some of the other ones, especially the soft skills curriculum, you could or you should already be covering when you're meeting with these people that are on unemployment. So why? And just a question, why hasn't that been covered up till now if you've known this is a problem?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Soft skills are something that we have invested greatly in and continue to. We do have opportunities through community providers in a lot of locations, not every place, so we want to make sure we're filling those gaps where it's not currently available. And again, it's not necessarily creating new programs. It's allowing individuals to access those existing programs. And to be able to do that, they may need, again, those supportive services with transportation or childcare are the two biggest barriers oftentimes.
Follow-up?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. Okay, but you're not providing transportation or child care through this. You are providing transportation and child care?
Mr. Chair, yes, that is part of the proposal, that we would be able to offset the costs for child care and transportation as examples of supportive services.
Okay, further questions? Senator Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Couple things. First off, your agency request was 423.5, and then the governor's recommendation was 215. So did you? What? Oh, I'm. Okay, then which one am I looking at? The 250. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Okay, this is the governor's family initiative. All right. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong number. Forget that question. Second question. This, what is your expected usage? Like, what is your expected numbers? You got to have some numbers that you're expecting you're going to touch. And if successful, does this take people, what does this do with people? It gets them off the state dime. What kind of return do we have for the $215,000?
Okay. Mr. Chair, if I
Please.
May. With anything new, these are estimates and our goals that we've set for ourselves. So we would like to see a combination of 200 classes being offered in communities across the state addressing these issues we've identified. And our goal in the first year would to be have 1,000 individuals that would take part in classes across the state. So that's something that we'd definitely be able to measure. And we're hoping to do it in 20 communities in this pilot year. And then, as mentioned, we would start with a survey of them on attitudes and their thoughts on employment in these areas that may be weaknesses. And then our follow-up would be, again, on those measures that, one, do you enter a job? And then we're really big on not just did you enter a job, but what was that wage? And was there an improvement in the wages? And then number two, are we able to keep people in jobs? Because we really want to try to address that churn or that constant turnover. We hope to be able to get individuals in jobs that they're going to stick with and stay with for both their benefit and the employer's benefit.
Follow up?
Yeah. And then who will be doing the work? I mean, do you have current staff now that can staff these classes? Or will you be hiring someone? How does that work?
No, the classes would be offered by entities within the communities that we may just enter into contracts with.
Okay. Further questions from the committee? Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I see on here that you mentioned stipends. Are we going to be paying people to take these classes?
Mr. Chair.
Please.
That is something that we always keep in our toolbox. It's something that we use sometimes more with youth. That would not be our first go-to. So, no, we don't intend to pay somebody, but those stipends can be used for that offset of those fuel, transportation, child care. It may be if child care is provided on site that pizza might be purchased or something. So we just wanted to make sure we are inclusive in those terms.
Okay. Any further questions from the committee? Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Has this type of program been piloted somewhere else beside trying it here?
Mr. Please. Chair, not to my knowledge.
Follow up.
Then how did you come to conclude as to what the topic should be that you're covering in this program?
Mr. Chair, again, in listening to employers across the state and then based on our experience with individuals, it's very common. One of the first things that employers tell me when visiting with them are workers are lacking soft skills. And then I kind of like to push back on employers a little bit and say, what do you mean? And sometimes they struggle to define that. But soft skills have been defined. It's do you show up on time? How is your attitude? Are you able to take directions, instructions from somebody that's a supervisor or a boss? Just all of those different things. So that's one area of focus in this. And some of the other things may seem a little bit out of the realm of keeping somebody employed, but if an individual doesn't have control of the family budget or the family finances, a lot of times that becomes a barrier, a distraction from their success. So anything that we can do to help them with kind of that work life balance really is to all of our benefits that they're going to be a longer term employee and hopefully a more productive member.
All right, any further questions? Okay, at this time we're going to hold this motion sheet and not take action until Wednesday, and we're going to move to the next motion sheet. No. Thank you for being here today and walking us through. Mr. Melhoff, I'm going to proceed
to the Department of Revenue.
Yep.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we'll move to the Department of Revenue. So the first motion sheet you have in front of you is for the instant online operations, which is an informational budget, and there are no changes in this budget unit. The next motion sheet you have in front of you is the Commission on Gaming, which is also an informational budget, and there are no budgetary changes from last year in that budget. The next budget is the Video Lottery, and there are no changes in this budget unit either.
Representative Howard.
I would make a motion to set the budgets for instant and online operations informational, video lottery, and the Commission on Gaming informational. Motion sheets G0281A, G0282A, and G0293A, which includes $51,799,946 in other fund expenditure authority and 47 FTEs.
Second. Okay, we have a motion by Representative Howard, seconded by Senator Nessaba, to set the budgets for instant online operations, informational, video lottery, and the Commission on Gaming, set forth in the motion sheets described by Representative Howard. Any further discussion on the motion? Okay. The Secretary will take roll. All in favor will say aye. Opposed, nay. Madam Secretary.
Saba. Okay, Nessaba.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Peterson's excused. Post.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge is excused. Maher.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield. Hunhoff.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
And Wick is excused. We have 15 yeas, 0 nays, and 3 excused.
15 yeas, 0 nays, 3 excused. The informational budgets for online operation, instant online operations, veto lottery, Commission on Gaming have been set as described by Representative Howard. Mr. Melhoff, we keep going through the Department of Revenue, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next budget unit is the administration budget unit, and this has no changes from last year. The next budget unit is the business tax, which is G0220, and this has a request of 2 FTEs and the other fund authority for e-commerce revenue agents. That was part of Governor Noem's budget request. And that's what's in this motion sheet. If there's any questions at any time. The next budget unit is motor vehicles, which is G0230A, and there are no changes in the motor vehicles budget. And the next budget unit is property and special taxes, and there are no changes to that budget unit. If there's any questions on any of the budget units.
Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move to set the budgets for administration, business tax, motor vehicles, and property and special taxes. Motion sheets G0210A, G0220A, G0230A, and G0240A, which includes $1,315,732 in general funds, $300,000 in federal fund expenditure authority, $17,506,564 in other fund expenditure authority, and 150.5 FTEs.
Second. All right, we have a motion by Representative Howard, a second by Senator Nessaba, to set the budgets for administration, business tax, motor vehicles, and property and special taxes as laid out and described by Representative Howard. No further discussion on this.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Howard.
I would just add that we did decide to, Department of Revenue did request 2 FTEs for revenue agents, and we did agree to that request. They have seen a tremendous increase in the number of licenses already since the last time that we added revenue agents, and we are anticipating an increase due to the Wayfair decision. So.
All right. Thank you. Seeing no further discussion, I'm going to ask the Secretary to take a roll. All in favor, aye. Opposed, nay. Madam Secretary.
Saba.
Aye.
Nessaba.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Peterson's excused. Post.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge is excused. Maher.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
And Wick is excused. We have 15 yeas, 0 nays, and 3 excused.
Okay. The motion sheets for the budgets for administration, business tax, motor vehicles, and property and special tax, as presented and moved by Representative Howard, have passed 15-0. Mr. Melhoff, will you keep walking us through the Department of Revenue, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The last budget unit for the Department of Revenue is the Audits Division, and this is detailed out on motion sheet Z0250A, and this would be the work group's recommendation. And this motion sheet is funding two auditors. The governor's Governor Noem's recommendation was three auditors. I'll let Representative Howard explain this motion sheet in more detail.
Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the Department of Revenue did request three new auditors. After looking at the numbers and the data that they gave us, they have had a decreasing number of audits. They've had decreasing revenue from the audit assessments. We just thought it might be wise to give them one to two auditors, and we went with two, and then see how they do. And if next year they need another auditor, they can certainly come back and make that request next year.
Okay.
I got a question for
Revenue. Okay. We have individuals from the Department of Revenue, so we will offer a fair and balanced testimony. So first, I'm going to ask for proponents of this particular motion sheet. Any proponents in the audience? Seeing none, opponents of the motion sheet? Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. First of all, I appreciate the two FTE in this particular motion sheet. Appreciate that. I appreciate the revenue agents that were moved earlier.
Secretary Terwilliger, will you identify yourself for the record, please?
I will.
Thank you.
My name is Jim Terwilliger. I'm the Cabinet Secretary for Department of Revenue. Appreciate the recommendation of the two sales and use tax auditors, although I do feel that three is justified based on the data. You know, about 70% of our audit assessments come from out of state. Roughly about 60% of our number of audits are done on out of state companies. With the influx of additional sales tax licenses that have been signed up over the last 6-7 months since the Wayfair decision, I do believe it is justified. Over the last year, our audit collections were a little bit lower, but that's a direct result of we've had some turnover and retirements in the audits area. And that's just a direct result of the experience. A lower experience auditor, a new auditor, is not going to produce as much. And so we've had that. Once we get our experience built back up, you will see that return increase in the future. It takes about 3 years, 3 to 4 years, to get an auditor up to that full experience where they can go and audit all those more complex audits. And so I do feel that the three is justified, but certainly appreciate the recommendation of the two, and I'll stand by for questions.
All right. Do we have any questions from the committee? Okay. I better double check if there's any further proponents here. No. Okay. Seeing none. Any discussion or action by the committee on this motion sheet?
Mr. Chair?
Representative Howard.
I would make a motion to set the budget for the audits, budget unit 0250, at the level detailed in motion sheet Z0250A, which includes $4,596,729 in other fund expenditure authority and 57 FTEs.
And do we have a second? We have a motion by Representative Howard, a second by Representative Post, to set the budget for the audits, budget unit 0250, at the level detailed in motion sheet Z0250A, which includes $4,596,729 in other fund expenditure authority and 57 FTEs. Any discussion on that motion? Senator Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll support this motion, but I do want us to remember, when they come back here next year, being that we have a new, basically a whole new realm of tax auditing out there with online sales tax, the Main Street, or excuse me, the marketplace, that when they come back and ask us for two more, we don't forget that we kept the one away. I mean, we're starting in a new adventure, and like the Secretary said, there have been a lot of retirements. And to be honest with you, some of the I don't want to call them old guard auditors, probably really aren't that into online marketplaces. So let's just keep that in mind. I'll support the motion, and just want us to remember next year when we're sitting here, we made a promise to have them come back when they need more.
Senator White.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I agree with the comments of my preceding senator. I somewhat feel like we're backfilling here. Rather than what the department says that they're going to need, we're saying, well, we'll do one less and then look at it next year. I just hope that we aren't subsidizing efficiency to this department by eliminating this one FTE. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion? Seeing none, the motion for us is to set the budget. Madam Secretary is going to take a roll. All in favor, aye. Opposed, nay. Madam Secretary.
Saba.
Aye.
Nessaba.
No.
Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Peterson's excused. Post.
Aye.
White.
No.
Did you say no?
No.
Okay. Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge is excused. Maher.
Aye.
Colbeck.
No.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
And Wick is excused. We have 12 yeas, 3 nays, and 3 excused.
All right. With 12 yeas, 3 nays, the motion sheet for budget unit 0250 is detailed in Z0250A has passed. All right. I believe we're moving on to the Department of Military. And Mr. Matisse, will you walk us through the budget sheets for the Department of Military, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Thank you. With the Department of Military, overall, if you recall, on this budget was a very limited increase of $2,527 overall. A minor shift overall would then between federal and general funds, but the majority of the changes were due to utility cost savings within the Army Guard and a few adjustments in the Air Guard. Motion sheet G1611A, there's no change there. I'll just go through these. If you have questions, let me know. Motion sheet G1621A. This is where we had the cost utility adjustment decreases in this particular budget.
We're taking these out separately. Setting these separately.
Not this one. I think this one is in summary. This one's in summary.
All right, Mr. Matisse, will you proceed? Thank you.
Again, G1621A is Army Guard. Again, we had some utility savings at the armories. We had a reduction in this particular budget unit. Moving on to the Air Guard, that is G1624A. We had a few adjustments here. We had some adjustments for the Civil Air Patrol. We had some rising costs in hangar and office rents. And again, another adjustment in utility cost. That's the only changes throughout the Department of Military. Any questions?
Any questions? Discussion? Senator Sutton, you have a question? Discussion by the committee? Action?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Colbeck.
I would like to
Get approval for the Department of the Military's budget. I move to set the budget for the Adjutant General, Army Guard, and Air Guard. Motion sheets G1611A, G1621A, and G1624A, which includes $4,181,113 in general funds, $21,414,521 in federal fund expenditure authority, $29,254 in other fund expenditure authority, and 116.4 FTEs.
Okay, we have a motion by Senator Colbeck, a second by Representative Bartles to set the budgets for the Department of Military for Adjutant General, Army Guard, and Air Guard as described by Senator Colbeck in that motion. Any further comments on that?
Mr. Chair, I'd just like to say thank you to our military and our Adjutant General. As you guys know, earlier in this session we had an awards breakfast, and we saw the number of awards that our military receives here in the state of South Dakota, and with just the small increase of a little over $2,000 in utility fees, I would ask for your support on this budget. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Seeing no further discussion, the motion before us is to set the budgets, and the Secretary will take roll. All in favor, aye. Opposed, nay. Madam Secretary.
Saba.
Aye.
Nessaba.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Peterson's excused. Post.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Colbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hunha.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
And Carr.
Aye.
And Wick is excused. We have 16 yeas, 0 nays, and 2 excused.
Okay, with 16 yeas and 0 nays, the motion sheets for Adjutant General, Army Guard, and Air Guard, as described by Senator Colbeck, have passed. We will move on to Veterans Affairs. Mr. Matisse, will you walk us through Veterans Affairs, please?
Thank you, Chair. In summary here, if you'll recall, we have an increase in here for 2 FTE, and that was for a field service officer and a veteran services officer. And what we'll be seeing also is an adjustment in the FMAP and some adjustments to the provider inflation and an additional increase in other funding authority of $100,000 for an inheritance expenditure. So I'll begin with the motion sheet for Veterans Benefits and Services, G1711A. Here's where we see the 2 FTE for $128,580 in general funds. That is the increase for here. Again, those were the field support staff, or the field services officer, the veteran services officer, for the Sioux Falls Claims Office. Now, if you don't feel like you've heard about this, this was a governor's ask. So this is in Governor Noem's budget. This is where this request came from. So any questions? Moving on, we can go to State Veterans Home. That's G1721A. In this particular budget, you'll see a flip within general to federal for the FMAP changes. We've seen those throughout the agencies. We'll also see the provider inflation change in those funds, and then you'll have the $80,000 and the $20,000. One was for recreational supplies for the $20,000. For the vets and workforce development for the state vets home. Any questions there?
Senator Greenfield.
Representative Howard had a question or comment.
Representative Howard, do you have a question?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do. For the two new field services officer and veteran services officer, do we know what they've seen as an increase in claims to justify the increase of two, you know, versus one? I mean, just how many claims do they normally see per field officer, and what is the increase to justify the request?
I think we have a individual that would be willing to share some information. You want to come up and state your name for the record?
Mr. Chairman, my name's Haley Getz, and I work with the Bureau of Finance and Management and budget analyst for DVA. Some increases that they have seen in the claims office in Sioux Falls, their walk-in traffic increased by 500 in 2018. The claims office also received 17,500 calls in 2018. I don't have the specifics on 2017, so I don't know what the increase is from the 2 years. Just under 3,000 new records were added to the claims management program in 2018, and there was just under 30,000 documents that were uploaded to that same program in 2018. So these positions will help with that.
Follow-up? Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Not really a follow-up, but more of a comment. I mean, without having any historical data to tell me there was an increase of 500 walk-ins, well, if it went from 1 to 500, okay, but if it went from 400 to 500, you know, it's different. You kind of have to have some historical data to know. And before I just say yes to these two new FTEs, I kind of want to know more information.
Does there
give any additional information?
Okay. Whoops. Is it a representative from the department here that would like to share some information?
Mr. Chairman, Secretary Whitlock will come up and answer some of those questions.
Good morning, Secretary. Welcome.
Morning, Mr. Chair, committee members.
Will you make sure you state your name for the record, please?
Craig Whitlock, Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Thank you for having me here today. I heard a question that I have some figures and basically percentages here of increase on why we're asking or why the governor is asking for increase of two individuals in our department. For example, I'm going to go back to basically 2013. And data from 2013, personal calls and interviews and walk-ins, we've increased 31%. Since 2013, correspondence that we deliver for veterans and receive is up 82%. Telephone calls is up 7%, but there was a couple of years in there, 2013 and 14, that we did a reach out to veterans those 2 years. So in other words, we made like 60-some thousand phone calls those 2 years, and then we also got calls in return. So there was an increase in phone calls back then, but we still have seen an increase of 7%, or no, excuse me, telephone calls 7%, yes. Records added, an increase since 2013, 59%. Documents uploaded into the system to take care of veterans' records, and they're basically they're applying for veterans' benefits. It's up 68% since 2013. The appeals processes that veterans come, or their family members, mostly veterans, come to our office. Since 2013, the appeals process has increased 133%. So that's why we're asking for those two individuals, because that one person is going to be basically helping alleviate some of that extra work that's been, you know, influxed into the Sioux Falls office because of the increase. And because if we add a field service officer, that's also going to be going out and talking to those tribal and county veteran service officers, and that would also mean increased business because we're going to be out visiting those areas way more and outreaching way more than what we currently are. So that's going to basically produce a lot more business for that office in Sioux Falls too.
Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you. We got a follow-up question. Any other questions? Sorry, Senator Cronin.
Just real quick, if you could get that information or give it to our staff so we can have that in our board papers as well. That's good. That's good material. I'd like to see that.
Okay.
If we could, thank you.
Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I, too, would say thank you so much. That's exactly what I was looking for. Now, you picked 2013. Was that the last time you the last time any field service agents were added, or?
There's been nothing added. Our figures go back to 2011, and we haven't increased any full-time since 2011. So we've increased basically the workload out of that office, and we haven't increased the employees. So basically they're overtaxed. They're overworked.
Thank you. Okay, any further questions? Okay. Seeing none, we're going to proceed.
Continuing on. The state, we had the last one here is the State Veterans Cemetery. That is G1731A. And this is basically $150,000 in general funds, and that has no change. We have $4,423,159 in general funds, $3,613,189 in federal funds, and $4,439,289 in other funds. And overall increase of $12,475,637, 140.2 FTE overall.
Okay, we will move to questions, discussion, or action by the committee. Senator Sutton.
I make a motion to move to set the budgets for veterans benefits and services. State Veterans Home and State Veterans Cemetery, Motion Sheets G1711A, G1721A, and G1731A, which includes $4,423,159 in general funds, $3,613,189 in federal fund expenditure authority, and $4,439,289 in other fund expenditure authority, and 140.2 FTEs.
Second. Okay, we have a motion by Senator Sutton, a second by Senator Nesiba, to set the budgets for the Veterans Benefits and Services, the Veterans Home, and State Veterans Cemetery, as detailed in the motion sheets described by Senator Sutton. Any further comments on that motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I recommend that you vote yes on this motion sheet. I applaud our Veterans Affairs and definitely that we need to support them and recommend the two FTEs. Our Veterans Home runs very efficiently, and I'm very happy about the cemetery that we're supporting. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, seeing no further comments, the Secretary will take roll. All in favor, aye. Opposed, nay. Madam Secretary.
Saba.
Aye.
Nesiba.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Gross.
Aye.
Howard.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Peterson's excused. Post.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
And Wick is excused. We have 16 yeas, 0 nays, and 2 excused.
All right, with 16 yeas, 0 nays, the budget for Veterans Benefits and Services, State Veterans Home and State Veterans Cemetery, as described in the motion sheets by Senator Sutton, has passed. We're going to be at ease for a moment. Okay, at this time, we're going to defer the rest of the budget setting for today. We'll take it up tomorrow. I believe we have a schedule for tomorrow. Budget setting? Okay, we'll add it to tomorrow's agenda. And I will entertain a motion. Representative Koth.
Mr. Chair. I would like to seek approval for the February 27th bill hearing
The following bills were heard. Senate Bill 173, 176, 177, 178, and 174, and House Bill 1120.
Second. Okay, we have a motion to approve minutes by Representative Koth, a second by Representative Post. No further comments being seen. We are going to take roll. Erwitz, voice, thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the opposite.
Mr.
Minutes have passed.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bartles.
I would move that we approve the minutes of the Joint Appropriations Committee for February 25th. It was a bill hearing, House Bill 1212, 1256, Senate Bill 102, 128, 80, 156, 158, and 175 were heard.
Second? Anybody?
Second.
All right. Thank you. Representative Bartles, Senator White seconds. A motion to approve minutes from February 25th. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Any further minutes? Senator White.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I motion to approve the minutes of February 26th. We looked at SB 174 and seven motion sheets. Move for approval.
Second. We have a motion to approve minutes from the February 26th by Senator White, a second by Senator Partridge. Any further comments? Seeing none, the committee in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Approved.
Sorry, I didn't.
Further.
Move adjourned.
We have a motion to adjourn, a second by Representative Howard. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
We are adjourned.